This is the Banner of Truth broadcast, a program sponsored by the Free Reformed Churches of North America. Your speaker is Pastor Hans Overdoon. Dear listener, the gospel message this broadcast is from Matthew 12, verse 20 and 21. These verses tell us about the immeasurable tender mercy and loving kindness of Jesus, the Savior's gentleness towards undeserving sinners like us, you and me, when you realize it as Scripture tells it, how heart-stirring and heart-melting it is. The aim of this message is that all listening will for sure take refuge with Jesus, either for a first time or afresh. Matthew 12:20 is a quotation from Isaiah 42, verse 3, speaking of Jesus Christ as God's supreme servant come into this world to seek and to save sinners, and telling about him this gospel truth: a bruised reed he will not break, and smoking flax he will not quench, till he sends forth or brings forth justice to victory. And verse 21 reads, in his name Gentiles will trust. Notice with me how this scripture jubilantly proclaims and exclaims Jesus' tender mercy and loving kindness as Savior of sinners, looking at the context of this verse, and then its content, and last, its climax. The setting of Matthew 12:20 is clearly one of hostility against Jesus. This is something truly to notice and marvel at. It is one thing to be kind and gentle towards those who humbly call out to you and are sorry even for wrongdoings against you. And Jesus, as we shall see, is surely inexpressibly merciful and kind to all who so apply to him. But clearly in our text passage, Jesus is restraining himself in lashing out in holy anger and punishment against those who were constantly resisting him and pestering him and oppressing him even. Verse 14 of Matthew 20 records how the Pharisees went out and plotted against Jesus how they might destroy him. And then verse 15 says, but when Jesus knew it, he withdrew from them. Amazing. Instead of showing those Pharisees a thing or two of his might and power and his authority and majesty over against all their scoffing and ridicule and hypocrisy, Jesus simply withdrew from there. And instead, he went elsewhere and continued in showing himself as a great and glorious Savior for body and soul. Jesus didn't come to flex his muscles, as it were, but he came to be a minister of mercy. How does John put it in John 3:17? There we read, for God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. Matthew says Jesus withdrew himself from those who were plotting against him and ministered on elsewhere. He ministered on elsewhere, that it might be fulfilled what Isaiah wrote long before. Jesus didn't come to quarrel. He didn't come to bellow out orders, but he came sinners to save. And this is his manner: a bruised reed he will not break, and smoking flax he will not quench, till he sends forth justice to victory, and in his name Gentiles will trust. What would you and I have done, dear listener, if we had the almighty powers Jesus had? Spurgeon writes, had I 1 hour of the Lord's power, I would sweep away the whole lot of those hardened, rebellious, wicked Pharisees. But Christ, with these thunderbolts in his hands, never used them. No blows fell from him on his enemies. You see, Christ Jesus, he is all gentleness towards sinners. And even now, still, he's always and ever reaching out to sinners, calling them, drawing them with cords of love in endless gentleness and graciousness. Oh, to be sure, there does come an end to his gentleness and graciousness, and God will not be mocked. But the sparing of any lost sinner every day is a testimony God is gracious and gentle still, long-suffering, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come unto him and be saved. Maybe someone listening now has been till today just a hard, unrepentant person before God, And if you think of Jesus at all, you only think, well, he won't have anything to do with me, for I have always only mostly pushed him aside and away. I may say to you, however, even if that is what you have done all your life so far, and perhaps even if you have only always been resisting him also, because you see so many who are in your eyes just big religious hypocrites before him. Oh, never mind that now. Do you hear Jesus calling just you at this time? You need to be saved from all your sin and guilt. You know that deep in your heart. Won't you come to Jesus then, for him to be also your Savior? He is gently calling you still. He cares for you even when you don't care for him. With this whole wide world so wicked and godless in countless and inexcusable ways, God is merciful towards us still, and not coming in swift and sudden judgment, because he is a God of tender mercy and a multitude of loving kindness in and through Christ Jesus. Judgment against us is God's strange work, the Bible says in Isaiah 28, verse 21. On the one hand, and on the other hand, the Bible says God delights in mercy, Micah 7, verse 18. The question is, how do you respond to God's mercy? If you keep rejecting it and disregarding it, then suddenly the day of mercy may be forever over, and God's gracious calls to you may end. Today even could be your last opportunity. All who land in hell will never be able to say God wasn't gracious towards me, but they will only have to blame themselves forever for refusing to repent and believe. The gentle Jesus is calling you over the airwaves now in this broadcast. Will anyone listening now continue hardened and unsaved before so gracious and good-doing, sincere, all-sufficient, gentle Savior? No one can deny how the context of our text helps prove Jesus' tender mercy and loving kindness towards sinners, how that should draw us to him for a first time and for all time. And listen now to how Jesus is towards all who come to him with nothing good of themselves to bring before him. Here we come to the content of our verse. The text says, a bruised reed he will not break, and a smoking flax he will not quench. You know what those two things are a picture of, a bruised reed and a smoking flax. It represents people whose lives are broken and worn out, ready to be discarded and replaced. A reed bent or battered, crushed or broken was useless. In Jesus' time, shepherds often used reeds to make a flute-like instrument that they would play soft music on to pass the hours of shepherding and to calm the sheep. But when the reed became soft or cracked, it would no longer make music and was just thrown aside then. And a smoking flax, a smoldering oil lamp, not just does that represent something that is no longer functioning well, but as you may know, it represented something too that was offensive, giving a stinky smell and causing choking smoke. So the second picture reflects even not just that which is weak and useless, but that which is offensive and worthless. And isn't it true? That is what we have become as sinners in and of ourselves. We can no longer make music to God's praise of ourselves. And we can no longer give light as God calls us to do as sinners in ourselves. And maybe you have felt and do feel this about yourself so often, nothing much more than a bruised reed and smoking flax. But notice now, coming so to Jesus, the text says, in the hands of Jesus, the gentle Savior, he won't discard you. He won't not look at you. But he still cares for you. And wonderfully so, in spite of yourself, and regardless of how you came to where you are in such a low and sinful condition. As one preacher put it so well, in the hands of the Savior, the battered reed is not discarded but restored, and the smoldering wick is not put out but rekindled. Some have said too, maybe correctly, in the bruised reed we have represented the sinner coming to Jesus the first time, and in the smoking flax, we have a symbol of the backsliding Christian who has failed miserably. Whatever the case, the point is, Jesus, the gracious, gentle, generous Savior, he stands ready to forgive, ready to save, ready to restore, ready to help, ready to refresh, ready to renew, ready to strengthen, ready to rekindle. the tender mercy and loving kindness of gentle Jesus as Savior of sinners. Do you see it with me, both in the context and the content of our text, Matthew 12:20? Notice yet, though, how it comes out too in the climax of the verse. The verse reads again, a bruised reed he will not break, and smoking flax he will not quench or snuff out, till he sends forth or brings forth justice to victory, and in his name will Gentiles trust. Do you hear what this is saying? We are told here Jesus would remain, oh, so gentle, till justice is brought forth in victory. And you know that point, what that points to? It points to Jesus' once-for-all sacrifice on Calvary. There God's justice and holy judgment against sin is fully brought out and heaped and hurled upon Jesus as a suffering Savior, even to the death of the cross, paying the punishment for sin in the place of sinners, that as many as repent of sin and believe on Jesus might be forever saved and forgiven and renewed and justified, sanctified and glorified. Jesus came to bring forth justice to victory, justice to glorious triumph, and the way is through his crucifixion and resurrection on sinners' behalf. Now God's justice is fully satisfied in a way that whoever hears his word and follows after Christ is and may be completely and forever saved. And notice what verse 21 says, and in his name Gentiles will trust, testifying this is God Triune's grand purpose with Jesus' saving work, that sinners be saved, Jews and Gentiles, even as many as have ears to hear. Jesus came to bring forth God's justice triumphantly through his saving work on sinners' behalf. And truly God's judgment against sin in Christ Jesus speaks of salvation for sinners, complete and eternal salvation, all by grace alone, through faith alone, on the basis of Christ alone, and his bearing the wrath of God against sin in the sinner's place. He, Jesus, has brought forth justice to victory through his saving work on sinners' behalf. The gospel message is, Jesus was bruised and beaten and despised and rejected and forsaken as sin-bearer and substitute and Savior of sinners, so that now whosoever believes on him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Jesus would be and can be so gracious and gentle and generous towards sinful people like us, because he took all the blows and he suffered all the just punishment for sin in the sinner's place. Amazing grace and love, isn't it? The point of our text and message is the unspeakable gentleness of Jesus, the Savior of sinners. His infinite tender mercies and multitude of loving kindness in and through Jesus Christ, the Savior. Do you notice it? Do you hear it? Do you see it? The context and content and climax of Matthew 12:20 tells us so clearly that no sinner listening now need remain unsaved, and all the saved may so rejoice and be glad in the Lord. One thing to say yet. You sure don't want to meet the gentle Jesus unsaved still in the final judgment day. No, no, respond to his gentleness now in faith and repentance, and you will never regret it. But despise and reject him still, and suddenly you will face him and forever regret it with weeping and gnashing of teeth. The gentle Savior is reaching out to you now in tender mercy and loving kindness. Oh, seek him while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near. Come to the Savior now. He gently calleth thee, and in his merits you have an unfailing plea. No vain excuses frame, for feelings do not stay. None who to Jesus came were ever sent away. Amen. Preceding message is available in printed form. If you would like to receive a free copy, write to the Banner of Truth Broadcast, 9698 Epp Drive, Chilliwack, British Columbia, postal code V2P6N6. You can also contact us at the website www.frcna.org. Thank you for listening.